More missiles from North Korea. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Air raid sirens went off on a South Korean island with North Korean missiles test fired in the south direction at least 17 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. One landing less than 40 miles from shore, according to South Korea's military.
Soon after, the South responded by firing off some of its own into North Korean waters. The launches came after the North had made a veiled threat to use nuclear weapons, saying the U.S. and South Korea will pay the most horrible price in history. North Korea is enraged by current joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises. But White House National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said the U.S. has made clear there's no hostile intent towards North Korea. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Sources tell Fox Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. were not watching the security camera video feed outside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home when a man broke in and attacked her husband, Paul, last week. Her security detail was with her in Washington, not at the house in San Francisco. Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ordered ballots mailed in with missing or incorrect dates on the envelope to be set aside and not counted. It was a split ruling.
Three of the court's justices who were elected as Democrats said they believe excluding the ballots violates federal law, which says trivial errors shouldn't disqualify a ballot. But Ron McDaniel, chairwoman of the National Republican Committee, which brought the lawsuit, is hailing the ruling as a, quote, massive victory for Pennsylvania voters and the rule of law. Pennsylvania State Department says voters who are concerned they may have made an error should contact their county election board. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Members of a group monitoring ballot drop boxes in Arizona are ordered by a federal judge to stay at least 250 feet away. There have been complaints that people wearing masks, carrying guns, are intimidating voters. The order also says members of Clean Elections USA may not record or follow anyone within 75 feet of the boxes or a building with one inside, and they may not speak to anyone within that perimeter unless spoken to first. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Carolina Senate Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is scheduled to appear for a Georgia grand jury on November 17th now after losing a bid to block the subpoena at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Justices did not note any public dissent in the ruling, leaving in place lower court rulings that compelled Graham to testify in an investigation about possible illegal interference in the 2020 election by former President Trump. Graham argued the Constitution's speech and debate clause shields him from being forced to testify, and the court did note there are limits and questions Graham would have to answer. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two police officers are shot and wounded in Newark, New Jersey. The shooter got away.
Investigators say this all started when two officers were responding to a 911 call. A local woman thought she had spotted a man in her building who was wanted for a previous shooting. So police showed up, didn't find anyone at first, but as they were leaving, they apparently encountered this suspect.
That's Fox's Jeff Paul. Both officers are expected to survive. In court, a man accused of a mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in a Chicago suburb.
Robert Cremo III appeared in Lake County Court Tuesday for a routine hearing, with his attorneys asking for more time to go over evidence on 117 counts for allegedly opening fire on Highland Park's July 4th parade, killing seven and injuring dozens of others. Cremo's pled not guilty and remains jailed without bail. He's also been named in several civil suits that are also filed against his father and a rifleman manufacturer, though records show that Cremo passed background checks even after local police notified the state of Illinois over previous contacts, calling Cremo a clear and present danger. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart tentatively agree to pay more than $13 billion total to settle thousands of state and local lawsuits over opioid painkiller addiction. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.